Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Umm Salma Ibrahim Adeoye. Illegal taxi operations have been a phenomenon that's been a cause for concern for both authorities and commuters alike. Have you ever imagined falling victim to a one-chance operation? A nightmare scenario where passengers are robbed, assaulted, or even worse. One story involved a group of criminals posing as taxi drivers. Especially in the city of Abuja, they would pick up unsuspecting passengers, then threaten or assault them to steal their belongings. If one is not lucky enough, he or she might even lost their life. Why do passengers fall victim to this crime? Join us on today's episode of Nigeria Daily to find out how, as a passenger, you can stay safe in the city. We start by hitting the streets to find out from some residents in Abuja about the measures they take in identifying safe vehicles to enter.
My name is Gift Dazo. Before I enter a car, what are things that we do, right? First of all, I would love to look at the plate number. Some cars don't have plate numbers. And I'll look at the faces in the motor. Some people, they look like masquerade. They can be very scary sometimes. So I will not, there are a lot of cars I can enter. So I think that's the basic thing I will do. And even when I enter inside the car, I'll be very at alert. And I would love to sit at the door. I always like sitting at the entrance, like in case of anything, I can just jump out or something. So to be honest, I wouldn't say I trust them, because you know this car, anybody can drive it. And you don't know anybody, you don't know who has bad intentions. So it's just God that is protecting us. I wouldn't say I trust it, but I don't trust it. I don't really have a specific answer for that, but I know it's God that's protecting us. So anybody can drive a car, and the car is painted. And you know, and again, I believe that government cannot tell me that they know all the whole cars on this world, you know, the whole taxi that is in this in Nigeria that's painted. Not possible. Even and some people also enter private cars and all of that too. So you can't say, it's just God that's protecting us. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Mike. I trust the Abuja color pass one color. Because one of Abuja color. So they look for park. They one color. Let me say they get park. And that person can borrow a friend more to say, go and take and do one chance. That's nature of one color. I can take one color, rob, do anything. Especially me, when I enter motor, I leave, I know who my earpiece. Go from talking, say, they go know who you be. Even if you enter one chance, say, they fear. But they don't go know who you be. So, I want me government, when they buy all this one color, where they carry motor, gonna end until they do one chance too much. You see now, Abuja color now, even if you don't look for part, they can trace the number or the plate number, catch you now. Even if you say no being driver, you know, come and say, who you give your motor? From there, they will trace. Do you understand? So, we go help us.
So, if you want to enter canal, people go inside, what thing do you do?
If I want to enter car, people dey inside. Like suggestion, yeah. Say maybe.
How you fit it?
You know this word. They say, "Oba Yoruba ni mi o." Kaka komo lori jisikoto. Ona mana tona bela. Like my father, they do good thing now. To me, to fall to wrong side, God go bring light shine upon me. That is the word we are speaking now. Say, I want to enter motor one day. My head just swell up. I don't know the reason, and I'm in full inside the motor. I know what money, but I get life. I bag my car in my laptop, inside my instrument. I'm an engineer, so I need to just get back in Canada motor. If you say I can't enter motor, maybe see now one chance. No, enter. Just pray to God, may God just deliver your life. Anything they don't collect, yes. To they drag them, fight them. One day was that. Why are you fear to die? Bye-bye.
We also speak with some of the legal commercial taxi drivers in the city on the challenges they face, especially as regards the issue of these privately owned vehicles, where one may fall victim to one chance.
My name is Faisal Nasir Mohammed.
Okay.
I'm working in Jabi here.
Okay.
You understand? I am one of the NURTW member.
Yes, sir.
In branch 2.
Okay.
Jabi here.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well done. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if you are not registered your car on the taxi driving, you understand?
Yes.
You are not safe.
Okay.
For example, now, if VI will catch you now, okay. You understand? The person where they will ask you, where are you working?
Okay.
Which branch?
Okay. Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Which brand you register your car?
Okay.
If they ask you that one, give them the questions. You understand? Mm-hmm. They will trace your car, come to that branch. Yeah. And ask your chairman,
okay,
you know this driver or you know this particular number,
okay,
the person where you carry now, your number they will carry, come and ask them, you know this flat number,
okay.
If they register the number, they will say yes, it's my member,
okay.
You understand? Yes. If police catch you too, still they will ask you,
yes,
you understand, where did you work?
Okay,
so which branch you they work? You understand? Yes. If explain France, I'm working with so branch,
yes,
they will go directly, yes, to that branch to, yes, ask you, did you know this flat number?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
If they recognize the number, I say we recognize it, it's our member.
Okay.
You understand?
So if you are not registered now and this police officer or BI
catch you, know they will take you as a one chance. Yes.
Okay.
If they catch you without register,
yes,
you are a one chance now.
Okay.
Because if they catch you now,
yes,
for example, you carry, if a passenger forgets something inside your vehicle,
yes,
you don't know where you go trace you. You understand? For example, now, passenger when they enter motor from here to Kaduna Road to Duse,
yes,
Kubwa,
yes,
if they forget something,
yes,
they will come back here.
Yes. Yes.
They will ask you, if you will see the thing, you understand?
Yes.
You go give them.
Okay.
Except another passenger can't carry on.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Many people there. People go to my office now, you see plenty of things where people forget.
Okay.
Up to now, they never come back for it.
Yeah.
You used to keep it.
Okay.
You understand?
Until they come back. Okay, sir. So, what are you doing to ensure that your passengers are safe?
My passengers are safe.
Okay.
Because any passenger when she enters motor from here,
yes,
to Kubwa, as is, Ozuba, as is,
yes,
they never come back and complain or say, your driver carry us, go, he treat us bad, oh, you do this thing,
yes,
for us. You understand?
Yes.
All the reports where we are, where we are receiving from the passengers, is perfect.
Okay.
My name is Shelby. I come from Osun State. So the only thing where they there, right? Pay that easy. They get some place where no fee enter. Some estate and some like Villa, National Assembly, all those places. Pentatize no enter there. That's why. Me, before I didn't pay my motor, they arrest me like 4 times. Pay different money before I go pay that motor. After where I paint them, so I can't enter anywhere. The different way they did, that one pentatize anywhere they can enter. Pentatize no be everywhere they fit enter. And I will be happy if the government can allow me pentatize to enter anywhere, if both Villa, National Assembly, anywhere where we don't feel enter before. If they can give us a chance to enter there, I will be happy. But everybody, they're doing your work.
No, sir. Okay, so how about this new rule now that all cars must be painted and registered?
It makes sense. My motto is already registered. But if they want me, then may up motor paint, it will make sense because one chance too much. They affect this world. Where they affect this world. Nobody. If government says so, I agree.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode, we are looking into the issue of illegal taxi operators and the threat they pose to Nigerians. So, what's being done to address this pressing issue? We speak to the public relations officer of the FCT Department of Road Transport on what the government is doing to ensure the safety of commuters.
My name is Carlo Emeto.
Okay.
I'm the head of Public Relations and Enlightenment Division, Directorate of Road Traffic Services. This is the Federal Capital Territory, and people know it as a state of law. People know it as a territory governed by law.
Okay.
What it means is everything that is done in the territory is backed by law.
Hmm.
In the Transport Secretariat, the register organizations that want to be registering other vehicles.
Okay.
They are the ones that government recognize for them to manage taxes,
okay,
or in the city, I mean in the territory.
Hmm.
And when such recognition is given to an organization, it's left for them to ensure that vehicles registered under them follow due process. A vehicle registered under them are registered in line with the provisions of the transportation master plan in FCT. That is why you see the like of Abuja Penta Taxi. They call themselves PAT.
Hmm.
They have their color. There are many other ones that are registered like that. Remember, I told you, these are the people government know, not all those taxi vehicle owners.
Mm.
It's the ones that have been registered to manage such taxes.
Mm.
The government know if anything is happening, it's through them that they'll be called to explain what is happening.
Mm.
So when such organization is registered based on their pedigree, because a lot of investigation, everything is done to know who they are, whether they have been in the system, of managing fleets in any either state or any place, any organization, they must have the pedigree for them to perform.
Okay.
So when they are registered like that, they manage it, like I said, in line with the provisions of the law. So they are the ones that are between the government and the vehicle owners.
If I may ask you, sir, these things have been banned for long, especially private cars that still use their cars to carry passengers along the road. What should passengers opt for to ensure that they are not in danger, they are safe when entering all these cars?
A lot is being done, like the Directorate of Road Traffic Services is an agency under the Transport Secretariat.
Okay.
Their responsibility is to enforce all traffic laws, enforcement of traffic laws. And what it means is any vehicle that is not meeting the expectation, they will always impound such vehicle, subject the driver to go for training. And part of the training is for them to know how to relate with the public. When I say public, in this case, I also mean commuters, because they are their number one stakeholder. So when they are taught all this, the first thing they have to know is the security of commuters, whoever that boards their vehicle, to make sure that they are secured, make sure they take them to their destination, make sure they are comfortable, make sure that they are given the respect they deserve as commuters. Unfortunately, in this part of the world, you see a commuter, he will see himself as having no choice. That is why you see them, even when they are parked, two in the front seat, four at the back, they say, let me manage and get to my destination. That is wrong. We always explain to the public, Nigerians, that they have rights. Even the vehicle itself has the capacity it's supposed to carry, and not to make people look as if they are not human beings. Every human being on earth has rights. So if you feel because you are in a hurry, you have to manage any situation you find yourself, government on its part will not allow that. Remember, the primary function of every government is to protect lives and property. Anything that inhibits that, government will not allow it. So we always encourage commuters, make sure that your right is protected. How your right will be protected includes the security of what your belongings you are taking into that vehicle. And at the same time, we teach the vehicle drivers that they have to make sure that these people are given the rights they deserve. So if you enter any vehicle and you lost anything, any of your belongings, it is left for you. Right from the time you are entering that vehicle, you get the number of the vehicle, know who is driving you. And at the same time, we insist on taxis having side numbers. The reason for this side number is for easy identification. Apart from the number plate that vehicle has, which sometimes commuters find it difficult to get the number, this side number, before you enter the vehicle, it will be very easy for you to know this is the number this vehicle is known for as a taxi. You can easily copy it. And now, the directorate has done so well in terms of using technology to perform their function. So when you copy such number and send it to DROTS in case of anything, you can easily be traced. Say you lost your property or anything happens to you, it can easily be traced.
So what is your advice for both drivers who might probably be taxi drivers, e-hailing, commercial drivers who are using their cars to carry passengers, possibly going to work or not registered, and passengers as well?
The advice is always for every Nigerian, not only passengers, to be very vigilant, to be very careful. The vehicle you are entering, you can easily copy the number and send it to the authorities or your very good friends. When you do that, you are sure of getting to your destination. When you do that, if anything happens, you can easily be traced. We always advise, like I have earlier said, the drivers of this vehicle, we teach them what is called relationship with stakeholders. And who are their stakeholders? Those commuters, they are their primary stakeholders. They should make them happy. They should make them understand that it is good to build a relationship. When you somebody is boarding your vehicle, if you call him sir or you say good morning sir, it doesn't remove anything from you.
It's essential to stay informed and vigilant wherever you are going. And this is where we draw the curtain on this episode. Do not forget that you can listen to or download this and other episodes of the Nigeria Daily on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng and on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen to the program on some FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Salma Ibrahim Adeoye. Bye for now.